Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Guess you don't know what today is.
No, I don't know.
Well, first of all,
it's Wednesday.
Oh, right! It's Wednesday!
You know they call it
Hump Day.
The second, and this is really the more important part.
It is National
One Hit Wonder
Day.
One Hit Wonders.
These guys are One Hit Wonders.
One Hit Wonder.
One Hit Wonder.
You're not a one-hit wonder.
Don't nobody listen to you.
Yeah, nobody's listening to you.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that.
It's showtime on One Hit Wonder Day.
It is One Hit Wonder Day, Mike. Here,
it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Here you go, in honor of One Hit Wonder Day.
Okay.
Here we go.
We're going to Rickroll some people already.
Oh, man, actually too sexy right here.
Oh,
huh?
This is too sexy?
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Whatever happened to Right Said Fred?
Sounded the same intro.
I know. Yes, it does. Oh, I love this day. One Hit Wonder. I always said, would you rather be a one hit wonder or be in a band that, you know, just plays around town every once in a while?
Well,
you know?
I guess to do that, it would help to have a one hit wonder.
Well, no, but I mean just a local, you know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Or be making the royalties off this song right here.
Yeah.
You know? And you go and do a festival twice a year, and there you go.
Boom.
Right? Yeah.
Done.
Why not?
It's Wednesday morning. It's about 6:05. Mike and Carla Morning Show with our executive producer, Morty. What is your one-hit wonder? In other words, when people bring that topic up, what's the one song that comes to mind? If you have one, you're up early this morning, go ahead, text it or
love this song.
And dial it in, 702-739-9636. And anywhere you went, when this song was out and a big smash, everybody was doing their own version.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about other groups. I thought...
No. Just your...
Co-workers.
Who let the dogs out? Whoop.
Oh, too sexy for this desk.
Yeah,
too sexy
right?
for this copier. Too sexy for this computer.
Yes, exactly.
You know what? You're too sexy.
Hey, Ricky, you're so fine. You're so fine. You're so fine.
And the list keeps going. Phone lines are dialing up, so do it if you want. Sunshine today going to be nice. High 94. Thunderstorms a possibility tomorrow. It's going to get wicked.
My goodness.
88 the high. 71 now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Boy, Demi Moore is, she is spilling. And I'm going to tell you what she said about John Cryer.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more on that and other stories after John Parr. St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this whole thing. So Demi Moore's been out promoting. She has a new memoir out. Sounds very interesting, but she mentions in the book, it's called Inside Out, she mentioned that John Cryer lost his virginity to her after they starred in a movie called No Small Affair. She played a nightclub singer. He played a photographer who fell in love with her, and then he fell for her in real life.
Oh.
And they, you know, did that, and she was his first. Now, he tweeted, no, that's not actually right. He said, I actually lost my virginity in high school. This is pretty funny. Well, I'm sure she was totally justified making that assumption based on my skill level and the stunned look on my face at the time.
Yeah, maybe.
I had actually lost it in high school,
okay.
But she's right about the other part. I was over the moon for her.
I bet.
During a very troubled time in her life, I have nothing but affection for Demi and not one regret in the world. So, yes.
You know, whether I did or not,
yeah,
she wouldn't be somebody I would say, oh, no, she's totally wrong.
I didn't sleep with her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did.
Is that what you said?
There. Yeah,
thumbs
I know.
Up.
A lot of stuff coming out. She had a pretty bad, ugly childhood.
Oh.
Really, really messed up. Yeah.
Too bad.
Adam Sandler, though, good news. I had mentioned this a while ago. The movie is, the trailer, I should say, is out. It's called Uncut Gems. He is getting some of the best reviews of his life and his career. For this movie, I will put this trailer on our website so you can take a look at it. But he is getting rave reviews for this movie. And people, just so you know, in case you were wondering, Nickelback, they're working on a new album. But
really?
But they say there's no timetable
on
their next album. So there is a God. I love to joke about the Nickelback. But yeah, they're working on a new album. So.
All right.
You know,
can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it'll be out when they decide. They might be like Tool and release an album every 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, but Tool says they're not going to wait that long.
It's going to be a totally different sound. You watch.
Yes.
And then they're going to have to fight Taylor Swift. For
yes,
spot.
It's going to sound a little like, it'd sound more like quarterback instead, maybe.
10K Payday Contest is back. Our latest winner, $1,000, Megan Durr got the call from the Beasley Banker. Her reaction?
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it. This is amazing. Oh, my God. Thank you.
And you know what? We always want to know what they're going to do with the money. Mm-hmm. So she got the question. Here's what she said.
I have vacation in October for Halloween, so we'll spend it on our vacation. We're very big into Halloween and horror, so we'll do little things around town. So it'll be great because now we can do more.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Big Halloween family.
I know a lot of people who are.
All right. So next chance to win. Going to be 8 o'clock. We'll have a new code word for you. You want to find out all the details. Now, you could win $10,000 in the 10K Payday Contest. All the details on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. National One-Hit Wonder Day today, and people did text in their one-hit wonder favorites.
They sure did. Yeah, they did. Anna's is Take On Me. Yeah.
That was a huge...
Oh, it was a huge hit.
One-hit wonder.
Yeah.
And what made it even bigger was the video, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, such a cool video. We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
Still gets like 500,000 views a day.
Google that video.
A day. Yeah, it's
and
so
I think
cool.
It would still work today.
Yeah. You can actually find it on our website and hear the story behind that as mm-hmm. well. Antoine said, play that funky music, white boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And Roseanne said the one that's playing right underneath here, Ice, Ice Baby.
I love it.
I love this song.
Russ, what's that?
They're great. These one-hit wonders are great.
Russ, what about you? Your one-hit wonder?
8675309.
And that's the only song he did at the end of Summer Bash.
You know,
over and over again.
There is a whole story with that man, and Wendy and I talked to him backstage. He's hilarious. And I have his number. We should just call him.
And it's not?
No, it's not 8675309. But I'll share this with you. He was very funny, and anybody who was there, and he's great. He's always great.
Good guy.
But I said, well, it's so cool that you're doing these. I'm not doing these. I'm an accountant. And somebody backed out, and they asked me to do it. I said, all right, I'll do it.
Puts on his hat.
Yes, he puts on his hat.
Straps on the guitar.
And he's the guy.
Russ, have a good day.
He's Tommy Two-Tone. Thanks, Russ.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
It wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Boy, this National One-Hit Wonder Day has taken off.
This guy here, when he first came out, I remember he said he's going to be bigger than Prince.
Bigger than Prince.
You know who it is?
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
There you go. Bigger than Prince. And that was about it.
This was it.
Great song, and he was really good, but that was it right
there. You know
what?
I know your brother Matt texted in.
Yeah.
This one's for him.
In the year 2525.
Oh, this song was
this
so...
This is a flashback, back.
This song scared me.
Scared a lot of people.
It scared me a lot when I first heard it.
This is Zager and Evans.
This is not what it's going to be like, is it? No.
In the year 2525.
No, it cannot be.
Here's another one-hit wonder that a lot of people loved. And we still play it every once in a while.
I love this song. You know I love this
Blondes.
Song. I love this song.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Some of them that we've gotten. Melanie, Brand New Key.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I got a, what is it, brand new pair of roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
You got a brand new key.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
Yeah. Now, somebody, I think this might have been a typo. They mentioned China Wumba. That's Chumbawamba.
Yeah, Chumbawamba.
I get knocked up. Tub thumping.
Not the knockoff version.
China Wumba. Chumbawamba, that would be tub thumping. That was the big song there. They just keep coming in here. Eagle Eye Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that
Save
one, Morty. Yep.
You know what? I think every decade had their boatload of one-hit wonders.
Yeah, we think a lot in the 80s. Tons in the 90s. And, of course, in the 70s, there are always going to be one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
Tighten Up. Tighten Up.
Yeah.
And he said it was by Archie Bell?
Yeah,
Archie
and the Drells.
Bell and the Drells. There
you
go.
Tighten Up.
Who else? God, I'm getting so many. Lou Bega, Mambo number five.
Yeah. Macarena.
Here's the one hit wonder that started it all.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
First video they played on MTV.
Yep.
The Buggles, and this was their only hit.
Yeah, it was.
Sam, and, what about you?
One hit wonder. How about that DJ from L.A., Rick D, with his disco duck?
Which was, by the way, a legitimate hit.
Yeah, it was.
I could have done without that one.
Yeah. No, he was a DJ. Are you kidding? As doing what we do, if we could have one hit? Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that was a one-hit wonder.
Yes, it was.
Sam, have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hi, Mike and Carla. It's Brian in Florida.
Hey, Brian in Florida. What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm working, but I'm enjoying your show as always.
What are you doing? Listening on the app?
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
Cool. Very cool.
What can we do for you?
Oh, just calling to say, head east, never been any reason.
Wow. Boy, did you pull that one out, Brian.
My friends and I joked that if you went and saw them in concert, they'd have to play like a 45-minute version of it.
What a great song.
They were pretty popular, though. They were really big.
They had like a cult following.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
But you're right. That was their biggest and probably only hit, but it was a good one.
If I could throw out an honorable mention, My Sharona by The Knack.
I think probably the biggest, in my opinion, one hit. Oh, yeah.
All right. Definitely. Brian in Florida, listening on the free KKLZ app. Have a great day in the Sunshine State.
You too. Appreciate it.
Yeah, My Sharona had to be like the ultimate one-hit wonder. With The Knack.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is probably one of the biggest.
Biggest ever?
I would think so.
What about Aldo Nova?
No. No, but I did get a Benny Mardones, which, you know, creepy song, but a good one.
Which had two careers, by
the
way.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it did.
When it first came out, then it was resurrected for whatever reason.
Yeah, because of Me Too, probably. Jeez.
Oh, man. We could go on and on.
I know. I had to play this one, Mike. You remember this one, don't you?
Oh, I do.
I know you do.
We used to play this at KLUC every 40 minutes.
Did you?
Every 40 minutes when it came out.
Oh, my God.
That was the rotation. I don't know what it is now.
Yeah.
But when you had a hit, it played every 40 to 45 minutes.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Somebody mentioned this song, Rico Suave, by, of course, Gerardo.
Yes.
There are kids out there right now going, what? Gerardo?
And if you ask a lot of women that saw this video, this was a hot video.
Oh, he was so hot. Oh, he had his leather jacket on with no shirt underneath it and really, like, fitted jeans. He's still watching this. Very well put,
yes.
Oh, my gosh. And they'd keep showing his, you know, belt buckle and the jeans from the belt buckle down. Oh, Lordy.
We get it.
Oh, Gerardo.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Plumped up and...
Yes. Yeah.
Not doing much.
He's Gerardo now.
Yeah. Okay.
Boy, oh, my gosh.
National One Hit Wonder Day. I mean, you could go on and on.
Oh, you could.
And you could.
And some of them were great and some not so good. No bashing on Dexy's Midnight Runners, people. Don't do that.
That was a good
song. Come on, Eileen. Great song, man.
And by the way, Matt, no problem. Love the song.
Yes.
25-25.
Oh, that song.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the low to mid 90s. Tomorrow, thunderstorms, high mid 80s. 71 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Get to that after a guy who had a couple of one-hit wonders. Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
First of all, if you want a flashback with these one-hit wonders, go to our Facebook page because there's just a list going and it's great.
I love how some of the people are starting to become their own friends through our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah,
By discussing some of the one-hit wonders.
Yeah. You know how many of my Facebook Live people are actual friends now? Because they've met?
I can imagine.
Cool. It's very, very cool. Hey, listen, according to a new survey, how do you guys like your steaks?
Medium rare.
Morty?
Medium rare.
Okay. I used to be a rare person. I go a little more to medium rare. The most popular way to order steaks in our country is well done.
What?
Who does that? Ah, yeah, they say it's their favorite way to order. I mean, if you're going to douse it in ketchup, I guess you might as well just kill it. It beat out medium rare by just a smidge. Just a smidge. And then after that, third was medium well.
Firm, so, but with little give.
Yeah.
Yep. These are medium rare.
There you go.
What if somebody wants theirs well done?
We ask them politely yet firmly to leave.
Exactly.
Bobby?
That is exactly it. There are a lot of people who like rare still, and there's one I didn't know this existed. It's called blue rare, which is rarer than rare. It's blue because you can, you know, there's still veins running through there,
so
that you can see.
Raw.
Yes, exactly. Tartar, we call that here in our country.
I think they don't even put it on the grill.
No.
They just wave it over
that's
the grill.
That's exactly it.
And then that's it.
I mentioned that this week is the best week to book those plane tickets for your holiday travel. Now, something to remember when you fly. Few things you cannot take with you. The list came out. Can't bring magic eight balls on the plane because there's liquid in there.
Oh.
Bowling pins. Can't bring those. If you're a juggler, you're out of luck. Got to check that. You can bring bowling balls on the plane, though.
But no pins.
No pins, my friend. No. Now, anything else, that, like pool cues, hockey sticks, it could be taken as a weapon. Can't do that. However, you can bring antlers on the plane.
Really?
Fake skeletons, fresh eggs, cheese graters, and live fish. So,
I would think antlers could be used as a weapon, just as a hockey stick.
I would think so, too. But, you can bring those on a plane.
Who are we?
Exactly, Mike. And a bit of real news. Nancy Pelosi announced that the House will begin a formal impeachment inquiry into the president. Unlike Bill Clinton's impeachment inquiry, this one involves a whistleblower. So it is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
I got it.
Renee's on the phone. What's up, Renee?
Oh, for the love of God, Carla. Please remember, people are driving when you come up with that stuff.
I'm so...
I got that so fast. I was surprised Mike didn't get it that quick.
Well, here's the thing. I'm doing other things.
He is. He's kind of doing other things, and his head kind of snapped around.
People are driving, and they got
Mike. Thank you for getting me.
You guys have a great day.
There's your comic relief this morning.
Thank you. It is so deserved. Thank
You're a doll.
You.
Thanks, great. Renee.
Get up.
Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, I want to throw out this question. What's the oddest response, weirdest response that you've ever gotten when you've told somebody, I love you? Or what has been your response?
Yeah.
And the only reason I ask, you brought up you're watching this show called The Affair.
Yeah, very serious show. And somebody told someone, you know, this past episode, they said, you know, and it was kind of one of those things in the moment. And he said, I love you. And she hesitated for a minute and she said, you do. And I thought, because I didn't know, it's like, what is she going to say? Because I know she doesn't really love him.
Mm-hmm.
I think she might. But I thought, oh, wow, what a slap in the face. Somebody told me years ago, and I didn't, you know. And I said to him, I said.
So somebody said, Carla, I love you.
He said, I love, you know, I love you. I'm in love with you. And mm-hmm. I said, me too. Words are like, you commit when you say, I love you.
There's no going back.
Yeah, I said, me too. And he did say, you too what? It's like, oh, no.
I too love me. That's the one thing we have in common.
Stay
you
together.
Love me and I love me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't tell you this on the air, but Jody was the first one to say, I love you.
Right.
And we were just dating.
Right.
And I really wasn't sure where it was going. Uh-huh. And I was still bitter. You know, not that I'm not.
Yeah, what, Mike? Really?
Well,
hi, bitter party of what?
So we wake up in the morning, and she says, "I love you," and I went. It just caught me so off guard, and I said, "Do you want breakfast?"
Oh God!
Which I don't think was the answer she was looking for, or the response she was looking for.
I thought you were going to say something like, you know, I have to go to the bathroom.
Climbed out your own house window.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
So what is that odd answer
that
you've gotten or maybe you came up with when somebody told you? Because when they tell you, sometimes a lot of people aren't prepared.
No.
They're not ready.
No.
And you catch them off guard.
I said it this time with a big explanation. It was the old, listen, I'm just telling you because, you know, I'm not getting any younger. And you know, we need to know when people love us. We need to know that. It's important. And I'm just letting you know I love you. And I hope that's not going to scare you. And I did this whole dissertation. And then I got the back.
PowerPoint.
Oh, my God, I love you, too. It was like, oh, dear God, thank you. Okay, good. I'm going to throw this away now.
Yeah, it helps if you have a big disclaimer.
I had a whole thing, but we're good. Okay.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. Text or call in. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota, because when that moment happens, a lot of people aren't ready for it.
You got to have something.
You got to have something.
Something.
Or just give someone the, I think I'm falling in love with you. That way you're not really committing to say you love them. And you can get an answer back of, you know what, I love you. And they're like, I do love you. Or, I really don't. Well, I think maybe I am, maybe not.
There's a hot buildup to that, too, when you say, I think I'm falling in love with you. Because you know, inevitably, they're going to fall in love with you.
Right, Dan.
I mean, if I'm me, they are.
Oh, well.
Or backfires, and they go, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Next thing you know.
All right. So text or call. We want to hear from you. We want to be able to share.
Yes, okay? Absolutely.
All right. You know, when that person tells you they love you, you don't always get the response you're expecting.
Right.
So we wanted to know, when somebody said that to you, what's the honest response you ever gave up? Or maybe you said it to somebody and they fired back with something else, something you didn't expect.
Yeah, one of our couples listening, they have tattoos, how fitting. And one says, I love you. The other one says, I know. That's pretty funny.
Where do you go after that?
Yeah, I know, exactly. Now, Doris says, in high school, I was dating a guy. He said, I love you. I said, really? How do you know? His answer was, well, I wouldn't have asked you out if I didn't. Oh. Needless to say, I broke up with him a few days later. Ooh-wee. Michael now says, this didn't happen to me, but a friend told me her boyfriend said he loved her during sex.
Uh-oh.
She was all giddy, and I said, honey, don't listen to anything a guy says during sex.
Really?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Good to know.
You don't want to. These are very funny. Some other people, it's flipping around here on me. Sorry about that, Mike. Now, Karen says, when I was dating years ago, if a guy said, I love you, I would reply, aw, thank you.
Wow.
That's another kind of slap in the face. Right,
Tana, what about you?
So this was years ago. This was someone that said it to me. And at the time in my life, I was really just dating around. I wasn't really being serious. And the girl goes, I love you, and the next morning. And my immediate response was, and I love food.
Oh.
Wow.
And
were you staying at her place or your place?
She was in my place.
Oh, okay. All right, a little.
That's what made it even more awkward.
Oh, home turf. So, do you guys stay together?
No. Like I said, I was just it was just one night stands, but it was just
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So I don't feel bad about it.
I don't know.
Did you want breakfast?
We split up because he was weird. He loved food or something. It was weird.
To be fair, I did invite her out to lunch.
Oh, I'm sure that made a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, listen, you want to go for lunch?
Yeah, because I love food.
I told you that. That's amazing. Oh, boy. All right. Your next chance to score in the 10K payday contest coming up after the Eagles. We'll do that next.
It's time to play the 10K payday contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right. Here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, work.
Work. W-O-R-K. Work.
That's the word you need for your chance to win $1,000 right now. Text WORK to 45911. That is 45911. Win $1,000 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter WORK online at 963KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app you now have on your smartphone, right? Code word again, WORK. You have 15 minutes to enter it correctly. You might get a weird number calling you in about a half hour. If you do, pick it up, because it could be the Beasley banker telling you you're putting $1,000 in your pocket. Again, the word is WORK. Text it to 45911. Good luck.
WORK is the word. You still have a couple of minutes to enter that for $1,000. Text it to 45911 or for a shot to win $1,000, qualify for the 10K payday grand prize, $10,000. Make sure you enter it through the free KKLZ app, which Brian from Florida was listening on this morning, or through the website, 963KKLZ.com. Sunshine today, high in the low to mid-90s. They say partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow.
Okay.
Every other day.
Yeah.
Mid-80s to upper 80s, the high tomorrow. It's about 75 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, somebody threatened Miley Cyrus a bit right here in Las Vegas. I'll tell you what happened to him.
More on that story and some others after Mellencamp. It hurts so good.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Morty, you'll be happy to know Keanu Reeves has already seen and read the script for Matrix 4. He says he is absolutely excited about what the film has in store for his character. It's very, very ambitious, he said, as it should be. So,
dude,
soon enough.
Excited.
I know, soon enough. And somebody, now I know you haven't seen the new one, but somebody came up with a theory that Pennywise, the clown from It, and Mary Poppins are members of the same species.
What?
Yes, the fact that they both return every 20-something years, and the people who were kids last time don't remember what happened. Yeah,
oh,
people,
boy.
Yes, exactly, Area 51. Hello. And one of Miley Cyrus's fans, boy, I'll say, was arrested at her concert here in Las Vegas. She was part of the other music festival that was going on. David Rumsey is his name. He said he just wants to impregnate her.
Oh.
And was hoping they could party with Tupac, Biggie Smalls, Prince, and Michael Jackson, you know, from the dead. And told police officers, it's my life's mission to impregnate Miley. Well, he was arrested and booked on felony charges of making threats. Now, no guarantees on how long he'll be locked up. Apparently, this has been going on for a while, and he's quite, you know, he's got a few problems. And yeah, exactly. So hopefully, you know, this won't happen again. But
I'm not up on pop culture like you are.
Yes.
But aren't those people that you mentioned dead?
Yeah, they're all dead.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, now, he did mention that he wants to party with them from the dead.
Oh,
so
okay.
Either them coming back from the dead or, you know.
Or they join them.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I, you know. But,
wow.
But,
well, hey, he's shooting high.
I'm going to say, I mean, if please, that is a party right there.
Yeah.
Yes, no kidding.
Hopefully he gets help.
Man.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I think even Tupac, Biggie, Prince, and Michael are going, no, dude. Thank you.
Adopt a duck, a lucky duck today. Get ready to win big at the Las Vegas Lucky Duck Fan Fest. It's happening at Wet n' Wild this Saturday.
Yep.
Just a couple of days away. We're going to be out there along with Channel 3's Kevin Janison from noon to 3, helping to raise funds for Positively Kids. You could win some great prizes, big money, just by adopting a duck. And if you want to do that, you can go to our website. All the Lucky Duck details are on our website at 963KKLZ.com.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right.
On 963KKLZ.
All right. All week long, we've been giving away these tickets. Eagles, their only stop in North America. During this tour, it's going to be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena this Friday night, the 27th. This is featuring Don Henley, Timothy B. Schmidt, Joe Walsh, and, of course, Vince Gill, Deacon Fry.
Yeah.
So being Wednesday, it's another segment of, and being National One-Hit Wonder Day, we thought we'd do a one-hit wonder.
Yes, and I'm just going to say right now, John, you will even know this one.
Oh, good.
Okay.
We're hoping.
Yes, I know.
So if you can figure out what song this is, we're playing on our kazoos.
Yes.
We'll get through news and weather and then start looking for caller number 9 after that with another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Lost at the end. I couldn't follow your finger fast enough. So that's it.
Because as you'll see from the live video, I'm kind of conducting.
Yes, it just helps me.
It does. Sure. It does.
All right, a little bit. I'll play a little bit of it for you so you don't have to hear the whole thing, but here it is. So if you can figure out what song that is by title after we get through news and weather, okay. Phone lines are on hold right now. So think about it. And then, of course, we'll start looking for caller number 9 to identify that song we're playing on our kazoos to win tickets for Eagles. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets, Eagles, with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Sarah on the phone. Sarah, can you identify by title the song, the one-hit wonder we're playing mm-hmm. on our kazoos?
I think it's Hanson Mbop.
Yes!
That's it right there. Because if that was not a stunning rendition of Mbop, I don't know what is.
And probably one of the biggest one-hit wonders.
Yes! Yeah! Who is this? Two friends, mom and daughter?
Two friends.
Cool.
Can you give us your version of yeah. Mbop?
Mbop.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mbop. Yeah.
Sarah, you got the tickets. Eagles this Friday night over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll okay. tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
Latest winner in the 10K payday contest, Ashley Bullock got the call from the Beasley Banker. Here's how she reacted when she found out she won $1,000.
Oh my goodness, this is awesome. This is great.
And, of course, how is she going to spend the money?
I don't know. Go out to dinner or something?
Yeah, go out to dinner.
Okay.
Spend nice it on dinner. Yourself.
Yeah, you're darn right.
Next chance to win in the 10K payday contest coming up. 10 o'clock. Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you, so make sure you're listening for that. Weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news after AC/DC.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. Low auto loan rates. As low as 2.99%. A 56-year-old woman in Florida confronted her 72-year-old roommate for eating her avocado. The 72-year-old flipped okay. her off. Okay. So the well, younger you woman, go. These are two women. She threw an avocado at her, and they wound up duking it out. Well, police showed up, and
okay.
they led both of them off in cuffs. Oh, well, avocados are expensive now.
Yeah, they sure are. By God, don't hurt someone over an avocado, people.
Talking about avocados, a 60-year-old woman was at a wedding, took a big scoop of green wasabi. She thought it was avocado.
Oh, man.
She thought it was avocado. Wow. Turned out to be wasabi.
Oh.
It Woo. Caused a heart condition that sent her to the hospital. Now, luckily, she survived, but doctors say they believe it's the first time wasabi has triggered something that extreme.
I believe that, though. That stuff. Woo!
Yeah, that triggers me into a yeah. lot of stuff.
Get a big dose of a
And you like hot stuff.
Oh, I do.
Ooh, but a big, oh boy, wow. Okay.
I can't even imagine.
Well, I have nothing green in my stuff
oh,
here.
That's
my,
too bad.
I know, no. Well, there you go now, too. Hey, April of Conway, Arkansas, she recently had her SUV stolen by her Tinder date. People, when are you going to learn? Well, she invited Joshua to her home to spend some time with her and her son. He said he was 29 years old, and he was an executive chef.
Wow.
And he told April's son, though, man, I left something in her car. Could you let me borrow the keys real quick? Just going to run out there. Well, he took off with the SUV. And they did find him, though, within a few minutes. So she didn't press charges.
No?
They arrested him. No. Must have bought
her dinner.
Well, he's cute, and he bought me dinner.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I want to go out again.
Ladies. Yeah. Red flag.
Give him
flag.
A second chance.
Ladies, red flag.
Stupid son giving him the keys.
Red flag dipped in chloroform. Okay. Hello. And big new study says that onions and garlic may protect women against breast cancer. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, of course, next month, October.
Yeah.
So good news, ladies. We will have lovely, beautiful, natural breasts, and no one will want to touch them. Which, she smells awful. I don't know what it is, but her breasts look good. She looks good. She looks
healthy. Smell bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Come here. No. Thank you. I'm naked. No. Thank you.
I can smell you from here. Exactly. You're fine.
It's Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Girl in Kentucky, her name is Ryan Neighbors. She has spina bifida, been in a wheelchair her whole life. Well, her school planned a field trip to a state park, and she knew she wouldn't be able to go because there's a lot of hiking. You know, she's had to skip these trips before. So her mom planned on maybe doing something else with her for the day, but one of her teachers said, no, she can go. That's fine. I got it. Jim Freeman is his name, teaches in the classroom right next to Ryan's, and he said, you know what? I'll take care of it. He carried her all day long so she wouldn't miss out on this field trip, this hike. Her mom has like a special backpack that she can kind of be in, so he strapped it on, hiked with her all day long. She's 10 years old, mind you. She's not tiny. So, and he just kind of downplayed it. He said he was happy to help. He said he just really wanted her to be able to go on the hike for once.
Wow.
And why not? He said, you know, it's just kind of what you do, right?
Is it?
I know, exactly. I know it.
I mean, our grandson is 7 years old, and when I pick him up,
yes,
it's like,
Right, exactly. It's pretty cool what his mom, her mom has for her that she's had made. It's pretty cool, but I mean, still... You know, I don't care if you're walking a half mile or a mile. That's a long haul.
That's amazing.
Good for you, man.
Wow.
Mr. Freeman.
Best teacher ever.
Jeez, no kidding. Oh, wow.
All right. If you have a feel-good story like that, or maybe something about you or somebody you know, we always tell people, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. We want to hear about it at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. 20 minutes away from your next chance to cash in on the 10K payday contest. Wendy Rush will have another code word for you. It's coming up, top of the hour. Recapping the shows. Boy, it was all about National One-Hit Wonder Day today.
Boy, was it ever.
And all throughout the show, off the air, we've been checking our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website. Boy, people have been just naming one right after the other.
Yeah, you'll have fun actually reading this list. You'll have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Swing Out Sister, one that Morty thought about.
Love that song.
Breakout. Carla even snuck in. I couldn't believe it. You even snuck in.
What?
An impeachment joke.
I did.
And the reaction from one listener.
Oh, for the love of God, Carla. Please remember, people are driving when you come up with that stuff.
I'm sorry.
I got that so fast. I was surprised Mike didn't get it that quick.
You know what? We might isolate that so people can hear it. And we'll put that on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. And
It's not political,
no,
people.
No, not at all. But it was funny.
Thank you.
And I love you. I'm sorry.
Me too.
Oh, have a great
day.
Those awkward responses when somebody says it
food?
To you, or those that you got when you said it to somebody. They were great.
Bees! Yeah, bees!
You do?
That's awesome. All right, listen, we've had too much fun this morning. Hopefully you did too.
Yes,
have a great day. Take care, be safe, and of course, as we always say, be kind to each other.
It's
the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.